Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I think it's officially time for a group therapy session this morning with our listener, Katie. It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
All right, Katie girl.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you have ever worked with someone who tends to be the workplace relationship king or queen. Constantly dating.
Just like dating everybody.
Dating, hooking up with coworkers. The best advice I've ever given someone is don't crap where you eat.
It gets really messy.
The person really did not listen. You're right. It got really messy. So we get this message from Katie and is asking for some honest opinions on this. And I said, cool. We'll have a group therapy session tomorrow morning. Take a listen. Katie writes in and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Here is my situation. I dated a coworker in my department for about a year. It was not a fling. It was a full-on relationship. Everyone in the office knew about it. So at first, it was fun. We kept it professional at work until it wasn't. We broke up 5 months ago, and it got messy. There were awkward run-ins. There was gossip, and eventually HR had to get involved because of some inappropriate DMs he sent me after we split. I never wanted it to blow up like this, but it became office drama for months. Everyone knew about it. It got uncomfortable. And yes, I even considered quitting.
Jeez.
But here's where it gets complicated. A new coworker started recently. Different team, but we cross paths a lot. We've been talking, texting a little, and I honestly feel like there's a real connection.
Right, of course.
He's smart, funny, mature, and nothing like my ex. Part of me thinks I'd be dumb to ignore this just because of the past. But the other part of me is terrified of being labeled the girl who just dates around the office. I know people still talk. I don't want to give them more to gossip about, and I definitely don't want to end up in another HR mess. So what should I do? Trust my gut and explore something real, or avoid it completely to protect my reputation and my job? Katie. Okay,
oh,
Katie.
Oh, yikes.
Well, let's keep it real. You've already pooped all over the carpet at work once, and now you want to do it again?
Right.
Why?
It's not good, Katie.
Why?
Not you putting your entire job at jeopardy. Like, how uncomfortable for you and everyone around you.
Is it worth your reputation? Guys, what do you think? 585-252-9800. You could text or call us. Let us know what you think.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How many of you had dated someone you work with? I mean, obviously, our boss is married to Sandy down the hall.
Literally everybody here has done that. Every single person.
Have they?
We have your best friend. We have Danger and Sandy. Tommy down the hall was married upstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very common here.
It happens.
It's very common. Oh, our engineer was dating someone here for a long time.
Really?
This
is all before I got back, apparently.
And then they broke up. Still share custody of a dog.
This I did not know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tea.
I know. It's crazy. But anyways.
Yes, it has the potential to get super messy. And there are some companies that it's frowned upon. And it's against the rules. So you will get fired if they catch you doing an in-house relationship. But love is love. It's
right.
I'm sure the first guy you swept under the rug, Katie, the first guy that swept you under your feet, I'm sure you also had
swept you. I believe the term is swept you off your feet.
I'm sure you had a connection with the first person. Otherwise, you wouldn't have started dating and been in a committed relationship with one another. So, I mean, don't kid yourself. That's my own personal opinion, but I think it's a terrible idea. Let's go over to Christine, who's texting in real quick. Good morning, guys. These are my thoughts exactly. My last manager was engaged to her former manager, who waited until she was getting transferred before even giving her his number. And then when he decided to propose, he left the company entirely. Otherwise, it would have absolutely got messy. Julie says, some people are so sad that you let a company stop you from dating someone. The only good relationships I've had were with people I worked with. And I was friends with.
Right.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Of course.
But it still has the potential to turn into an HR nightmare.
I knew this girl who dated her boss, her like direct manager. And I mean, that's just a massive conflict of interest, especially if you're doing sales stuff and commissions being made and things of that nature and you're getting more opportunity. It's kind of crazy. Because it's favoritism at its finest.
Right.
I mean, not even on purpose. It's just a byproduct of what's happening in the inner workings of your relationship. Obviously, you're going to get a better opportunity over Sally because you're banging the girl who's getting the opportunity. So.
See where it gets messy?
Yeah.
Let's go over to Sarah that says, I've seen coworkers get married all the time. And it really boils down to the rules and culture of the place that you're employed at and the level of maturity the two individuals have that are wanting to date one another. Did you ever date someone you work with?
No.
Like outside of, I'm not here obviously, but outside of
no,
your other jobs.
No, I got my girlfriend a job at the same place that I worked at. And then we broke up.
Oh yeah. See,
it was weird.
That gets a little awkward.
Yeah.
When I was over at that call center out in Los Angeles for those
two miserable years I was employed there, I started getting hit on by the HR girl a lot. And I was very hesitant, but I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Right.
Should have listened to my gut. What a nightmare. Because then when I needed like an advance, it had to go through her and she wouldn't give it.
Ah, that's so incredibly
that hot. A lesson learned the hard way. I would never, ever do something like that again. No. Especially HR. Why would you think that's okay to do that? And then she got fired because she was stealing money from the company and a lot of it. 15 years ago, you guys, I dated a coworker, same company, same team, same level. We are officially married 15 years ago. Damn. Good for you.
This person says, I took a risk and dated a coworker. We have been married now for 2 years and been together for 8. I say take the risk because you never know.
That is true. You never know. Here's the thing too. I get it if you're in separate departments or you rarely cross paths during the day. But when I'm at work, that's time I need to myself. Because if you're working together side by side all day and then have to go home together and spend, that's a lot of time, you guys.
That's a lot of time. No, it's a lot.
The only, Bill is here. Bill says, the only way I think it's risky is if you work in the same building and in the same department. If you don't have involvement with one another at work, I say go for it because, yes, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a lot of the people here. Like, they don't really work simultaneously side by side. I mean, I'm sure Danger and Sandy did when they first started dating. They were both, like, on-air people, you know?
Yes. I don't know who this is texting in, but there's, like, they said, I've done it, and it ended absolutely horribly, and I would absolutely do it again.
Oh.
All right.
I regret nothing. The doubling down is crazy.
All right. You know what, Katie? I would flip a coin. Heads, full throttle. You're running on all cylinders with this new guy. Tails, run for the hills. I hope this therapy session helped. But there are a lot of people that are saying, hey, sometimes you just got to take the risk. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger the glory.
Love knows no bounds. Period. Send it.
You got to go and send it. All right. Thanks for the message, Katie, and for you guys weighing in. We're going to take a quick break. It's Peaks by Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.